So let's get into the fundamentals of financial statements. So a statement of financial position for a nonprofit is otherwise known as a balance sheet. Okay, so for those of you that may serve on for-profits or deal with for-profit entities, that is the equivalent of that. A statement of financial position is a balance sheet. And this is where it's going to show you all your assets and liabilities, and it's going to show your restrictions of donated money, as well as designated funds by the board. And so this statement, which we'll get into some examples here in a minute, but this statement is really important to see, do you have enough assets to cover your restrictions? Do you have enough assets to cover your liabilities? And are your assets liquid, or are they highly invested in something very aggressive, right? And so these are all the things that you should be thinking about and asking questions. And I advise everybody, when you sit on a board, ask one question of the finance people. Don't ask what's in other income or other expense, okay? That's a waste of, don't do it. It's in other because somebody didn't care, all right? But, you know, ask a question. You know, what's our days on cash on hand? What's our benchmark for our liquidity, right? So the best practices in the nonprofit sector is you have 6 months of cash on hand. Now that doesn't mean it it has to be actual cash. It can be short-term money market funds or layered CDs or things like that that are able to be liquid, but the best practices is 6 months on hand. You also want to take notice on this if there is anything labeled as restricted cash, restricted investments. I do a lot of work with conservancy organizations, and so you have a lot of easements and things like that where somebody says, hey, I'm going to give you this piece of land for you to fish on or whatever it is that particular conservancy is supporting, and you know, but you can never sell it. Right? Well, that's not their asset, really. I mean, it is. They're responsible for it, but it's not an asset that they can sell, right? And so it's really important to look for those categories. You also want to compare your net assets. So net assets in nonprofits is equal to equity, okay? So when you see net assets, it's the same thing as equity in a for-profit. And you want to look at the breakdown of net assets. There's required footnotes that detail out the net assets. There is a snapshot of those net assets on the face of the financials. And you really want to compare that cash and investments against those net assets that are restricted or designated. Because what happens is if they have funded operations with restricted money, that's how you can tell. Okay, so, now you have the availability and disclosure footnote, which really, if you just read, but how many people read all the footnotes? Come on, tell me. Yes, there's a couple. I'm loving it. I read it because I have to sign the report, but I do read it actually for the boards I serve on, but, you know, I know that people look at the first two pages and then they don't read all the footnotes. But what's important to know is there's a lot of detailed information in there that can have warning signs for you if you're on a board that has an audit and has financials in accordance with GAAP.
Management puts a lot of work into the footnotes, even more than into the financial statements. Just give them a read. Throw them a bone.
There you go. Okay, so if we take this example of a statement of financial position, you'll see here that this organization has $64 million in cash and cash equivalents, $746 million in investments, and then you have receivables. So receivables are what somebody owes you, right? That means somebody has promised something to you or you're expecting it because it's some kind of ticket sale or something and they haven't paid for it. You also have things that deal with a bequest and split interest agreement. So what split interest agreements are means it's a split interest. right? It means that somebody who gave it to you has an interest in it, and the organization has an interest in it. And that's where you get into all your charitable remainder trust, your all the different kinds of vehicles that go into donors giving money. Prepaid expenses are those expenses that are paid prior to the due date or prior to the cutoff. So, for example, a good example is prepaid rent.